Feel like the everyday chaos is getting to be too much? Head on over to winninggym.com/BAP and we can help you there. Join our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program for quick wins for your gym. Check it out. You deserve it. Now back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How are we doing, my guy?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So couple things. Go join our Facebook group. Okay. Call to action right up front. It's the Profit Accelerator, Profit Accelerator. It's in Facebook. We've relaunched it.
Yeah,
we're dropping trainings every Wednesday. We're dropping all kinds of cool stuff in there. The conversation's already started. We really just relaunched it. This week, if we're being honest, yesterday, but we've got a training in there tomorrow. We should be doing one every Wednesday best we can. Goal there is help you win. Bottom line, we're breaking down some of the lessons here from this show, and we're bringing them over there and kind of breaking it down a little bit further so you can understand and, you know, take it and win. So go join that group. Link in show notes for that. So check that out. All right, so this episode today, folks, is about taking action. One of the toughest things for people to do is get around not being perfect all the time when they're doing something. There's never a right time for everything. Like having a kid, never the right time. You're never going to have enough money to buy the house, get in the market, figure it out, right? Never a great time to start a business, but never a great time to, the best time to start a business or whatever is whatever, you already started it last year, 20 right?
20 years ago.
Yeah. 20 years ago. Never a great time to invest money into Bitcoin. Best time to do is 20 years ago. So at the end of the day, it's literally taking action. One of these things I've lived by forever in the business world was like, keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. It's okay to make a bad, decision. Again, you've heard me say it, whoever it is that works for the company, like, listen, you've got a role, take a decision. Don't wait for an answer, make a decision. And whether or not it's right or wrong, that's irrelevant. There better be a reason you made the decision, right? Thought process, but taking action is way more important than being perfect 100% of the time.
Yeah. Because at that point you're never taking action.
Semi private pro, it's been through 5 iterations already, but we got it out early. It was a Google Doc for a while.
Yeah.
We used it internally. It was Google Sheets. It was formulas built into that thing. Zach's amazing. He's figured it all out, but that's how we were running our operations.
Mm-hmm.
And then we created a app around a software that drives it, and we keep adding to it. And, there's a lot of you out there thinking about something that you should do, changing your model, hiring somebody, firing somebody, whatever it is. Taking the action is going to set you free in a lot of ways, because at least you can figure it out on the way.
Yep.
There's people that you get, what is this? Paralysis by analysis. That's a very good common thing. Like, I don't know what decision to make. I could tell you, this is a good way to read people. I can tell you how successful you're going to be by how long it takes you to order food off of a menu. Honestly.
Oh, I get it.
If you sit there and you got to like look at every single thing before, like I will go into the restaurant, look at the menu for 5 seconds, make my order and move on with my day. Like, absolutely. Honestly. So that's a good tell, by the way, how long it takes for somebody.
There's got to be an internal thing about like even their level of trust in themselves. You know what I mean?
It's interesting.
Nobody likes an indecisive person, period. Nobody, right? Great leaders, very decisive. People that who attract and others tend to follow, they're swift in action. They're decisive. They've got reason. They have some belief internally on why they make those decisions, but they don't let those things weigh on them. You know what I mean? The last thing, nobody's going to follow you if you're sitting there all the time being like, what should I do? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that internal dilemma, those types of people. I mean, I've been on dates with some people that were like that way and stuff like that. And it's like, really, is a decision that big of a deal?
Yeah. It's a meal.
It's sausage or bacon. Like at the end of the day, you're probably going to be happy either way, you know? Yeah.
Well, it depends, right? Like the smallest decisions in life, like you're ordering a meal. If you can't make those decisions, think about the big ones.
Well, it's stress management. And yeah.
Think about the big decisions. Do I try this drug that the doctor gave me or not? Like
sure.
to cure cancer. Like that's a big decision, right? Like if you can't make the small ones, can you imagine how long that'll never happen?
Yeah. Or imagine the business, right?
I don't know why I threw that example. I was just trying to go to the gravest decision you'll ever have to make, right? Yeah. And so look, your life is full of tough decisions. As an entrepreneur, your job is to make decisions all day, fix problems all day, and be decisive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I think you nailed it with nobody's going to follow you as a leader of your business if you can't figure out anything.
Yeah.
There's people that can't figure out anything. How'd you get this far without making decisions?
Well, there's something in there too. You said like with the intention, being intentional, right? Moving forward, when you're making that decision, even us as employees in this organization, right? You expect us to make a decision with the knowledge that we have, with the, you know, in the best belief of what's going to benefit the business,
right,
as we know to be true right now. You know what I mean? And that's how you have to go about your business too. I mean, you can't sit here for months about making a decision to make a change and expect that just the amount of time that's gone by, variables within that decision have changed. You know what I mean? The time of year, let's say you're changing your model, or let's do a price raise, right? Like we've gone through the price raise. Maybe if we did that in June, it would have been a better
outcome
than it was in January, right? But you know, maybe it took that 6 months to get things in place and make that decision. Well, now we felt the effects of what January brought around, as opposed to June, when we had not as many people to worry about. People weren't weighing their other fitness choices like they are in January, right? So time and speed to implementation are equally as important as the little details that you're mulling over every day, kicking the can down the road. And I mean, help. Opportunity passes you by quite often.
All the time. I'm thinking about two major things in ProFit. Creating ProFit as a company. Like going all in on that. That was 2015, September. Mm-hmm. And the model, you know, like our model back then was we were running your ads. We were sending them through funnels. We were converting into cash sales. And we had more business than we knew what to do with. Mm-hmm. We saw the opportunity, created a company, and ran hard, real hard. Mm-hmm. Growth Summit. I had an idea, right, about the Growth Summit. And then one day I said, I'm doing it. I'd stopped thinking about it and I just decided to do it. And that was in 2019. Here we are in our sixth year doing it, and it gets better and better. I just listened to Daniel Meng's testimonial. This guy's been in fitness industry for 20 years, okay? Think about all the conferences he's been to. He did a testimonial for us, and no, he's not a paid actor. He said this, he goes, I didn't think it could get any better after Nashville, but here we are. This is the best fitness conference I've ever been to of any conferences.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting better. And I don't think it can even happen, and it'll happen again. That testimony, that's the first time I heard it, just before the show. Mm-hmm. If I didn't make that decision in 2019 to go tour this little hotel over here, say, hey, I'm going to invite 50 people. I don't know what the hell we're going to do, but we're going to do it. And I think we had like 3 months to get that thing off the ground. And it's to this day, that's my favorite one. Growth Summit 1. It was my favorite one.
It was a good time.
It was just because it was raw. It was organic. It was like the meltdown in a desert, right?
Yeah.
It just happened. Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create
an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
It was almost conversational. Like there was no, I mean, there was obviously an agenda and things like that, but it was very, I don't know, it felt organic and.
Well, there's only 50 people. So the way we set the room up was in a U, yeah, and U. People were, you know, again, intentional there. You guys were facing each other. You guys, that was about done by design. Your name tags, having your name and your state on there. All this stuff was by design. But yeah, you have 50 people and we were just talking all the time, breakouts, talking across the tables. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Can't do it now, but.
Yeah, no, not with the number of people. But there's something that goes along with it too, just taking action and doing it swiftly. You know, one of the things that from my seat coaching our gym owners is like there is a cost of indecision. There is a massive loss of opportunity when things take too long. And it reminds me of a conversation we were having. And these are difficult decisions to make as a business owner. We were talking with one of our Iron Circle members, Corey, up in, it was in Orlando, and he was talking about the transition from semi-private with some of the large group, and he's throwing it all out on the table. And I think it came down to the point where he had like 12 members or something. What he had to, I don't remember if it was a rate increase or whatever the specifics of, but there, essentially it was like 12 people that were the reason he was not taking action in his entire organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, especially in this industry, especially for gym owners whose passion is changing lives and helping, and, you know, that can be difficult, right? You're thinking about the 12 people that you may be feeling like you're letting down. But then I brought to his attention, I was like, well, Corey, how many people are you saying no to by or not allowing yourself to help because mm-hmm. you're handcuffed by the decision of 12? And that, I think, really shifted his perception of it is, holy crap, I'm like, I'm literally letting 12 people's opinions, and it's probably not even, it's just an opinion at this point because he doesn't even know what they are.
He's thinking.
You know, he's just, he's assuming what these 12 people are going to think. And it's preventing him from taking action that can open up the doors and help hundreds, maybe thousands more people over the next how many years?
That's going to be the number one indecisive move for gym owners listening to this is a price raise.
Sure.
You know you need to do it, and you're worried about 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for example, back in the day when we changed our model over from a 24-hour gym to a training gym, right? We used to be a 24-hour gym, like a Anytime Fitness with training if you wanted it,
mm-hmm.
Through independent trainers. And I had to make a decision to get rid of all of this equipment that was brand new. It was like less than a year old, brand new stuff. And can you imagine the decision? I mean, I did it, right? It's like, that's a tough decision. I just spent six figures on equipment. I know that.
Yep.
And now I'm throwing it into a storage unit so I can open up the model. There's going to be a lot of people who would never have made that decision. But if I didn't, I would be close. Let's be honest. So, like, I'm glad I did it, and I would never have gone back the other way.
Left or right. I mean, the outcomes, and this is what you guys have to think about and, like, kind of look at is, like, what is the big picture? What is the opportunity that the decision opens up, not just the risk on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you didn't make that decision, you were confident that your doors would be closed because that path didn't have the legs mm-mm. of getting you where you wanted. That decision alone now puts you in a position, and if you didn't make that decision, looking backwards now, you wouldn't have a seven-figure gym.
Mm-mm, not even close.
I mean, that was like, that's the catalyst that created all of the opportunity. And if it didn't come down to literally taking the right instead of the left, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. That's for
right.
damn sure.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't be this in thousands exist. Of gyms. Exactly. Yeah, none one. Of this. And so, you know, decisions can be big, but you have to act swiftly and you have to see the whole picture. You can't just let yep. the opinions of maybe, you know, the possible opinions of a few people dictate
My clients won't.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My clients won't is the biggest, I guess, thing that the biggest hurdle that you have to come get over as a gym owner to make a decision. So right now you've got decisions to make in your business right now. If it's not 100% where you want it, and I would venture to guess there's at least 90% of the people listening, you think you need to do something.
Sure.
And most of you know what you need to do. Is it a price raise? Is it a model change? Is it taking something off the schedule? Is it changing your equipment out? Is it doing a remodel? Is it a rebrand?
Is it firing that one coach that you know is just cancer to your organization? Yep. And you've just...
Is it firing a client? That's something I've done a few times, which is, fire those clients quickly. Get them out of your gym. Refund them, cancel their membership, whatever it is. But whatever it is, action trumps perfection. It'll never be perfect.
Yep.
And the best and the brightest and the most successful business owners are constantly making decisions that aren't perfect. They're not perfectly thought out. They have a feeling. They think it's the right decision. There's a reason they're making the decision. But if they sat on their hands and waited for everything to align, the stars align, the time of the year align, you'll never do it. Is it a book you want to write? Write the damn book.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a coaching program you need to sign up for and just do it? Find the money and do it. Is it, whatever? I mean, there's a million decisions that you make in a day, but whatever those are, just know it'll never be perfect. You got to get it as close as possible.
And this is a good, this is one of those positions where logic and emotion fight each other sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Logically, put it on paper. I mean, the numbers typically tell you what the best answer of the business should be. That doesn't mean you could always pull it off, but that's at least we know the logic. This is the math. This makes sense. It's probably the direction I should be going. And then you sit there and you go, well, yeah, but I feel like I'm letting down my 12 clients. I feel like, well, feelings aren't facts. And you have to be the stronger of that. You have to decide that the logic is where I'm going to put my decision making, not allow the emotional, input of a couple people or hell. I mean, maybe you don't even open it up to letting anybody else in the decision to control some of that emotional turmoil that comes with decision making. But use the logic. The emotion should be excitement, should be, follow through, should be you put the emotion on the opportunity, not the decision. And then, the path gets clear. Mm-hmm. But I can almost guarantee that if you're sitting there and you're the type that kicks the can down the road, you're also just relying on the feelings and the emotions of the decision as opposed to what makes the most logical sense for the business.
For sure. All right. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. There's a decision you need to make. Know that it's not going to be perfect and make the damn decision. All right. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you make the decision. See you on the next episode. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.